This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards. Each year, the federal government tries to break into some of its own weapons facilities to see if terrorists could steal enough uranium or plutonium to make a nuclear bomb. The drills are regarded as some of the toughest tests of nuclear security. Since September 11, 2001, the Department of Energy has run some 15 of these mock terrorist drills, and there have been problems. NPR has learned that in at least three of them, the bad guys partially succeeded. The government says it is confident that terrorists would have a very hard time getting into any of its nuclear facilities, but critics say these tests highlight serious weaknesses, and the results come at a time when the DOE is about to make such tests more difficult. NPR's David Kestenbaum has the second of two reports on security concerns at U.S. nuclear weapons facilities.
No one wants to talk about the recent tests, but Ron Tim has witnessed a number of mock terrorist drills in the past. He's worked for the Department of Energy as a contractor or an employee for 20 years. He's also one of its most vocal critics. He remembers one test in particular. The goal? To steal enough raw material to make an atomic bomb.
The object was simulated to be pure uranium, or 93% enriched uranium. It was about the size of a paint can, weighed 40 pounds.
Tim won't reveal where this took place, but it was one of the dozen or so heavily fortified nuclear weapons facilities. It had fences, armed guards, but as required for tests like this, the mock terrorists had an advantage, the help of an insider.
And we told the guy, okay, you pick it up, and all he had to have with him was a small canvas rucksack. And he literally ran down the hallway for about 150 feet, burst through the emergency exit door that was there, ran to a fence. The fence was 12 feet high. He picked it up, threw it. There were guys waiting on the other side. They picked it up and were gone in 38 seconds.
Those flaws were fixed, but Tim says today tests still turn up problems. Or worse, he says, some facilities dumb down their tests so the good guys win and the site looks secure.
The situation today is probably still at least 50% of the sites are at high risk.
Another security official, Richard Lavernier, who worked with Ron Tim, has also gone public. Lavernier recently told Vanity Fair magazine and CBS's 60 Minutes that when he ran tests before September 11th, half were failures. The government says in its defense that critics are confusing different types of drills. Many are not designed to be win-lose affairs. Rather, the idea is to test harder and harder until something breaks. Danielle Bryan doesn't buy that. She's executive director of the Project on Government Oversight, an independent watchdog group.
Of course, the facilities often want to say when they fail them that it wasn't really a test, it was a learning experience. But, you know, my son tries to say that too. That's the reality is when they pass, they run around saying how great it is that they've passed. So why is it they're uncomfortable when they fail acknowledging that that's what it is?
Government officials say, frankly, they are tired of responding to these allegations. In March of 2001, the DOE wrote Ron Tim saying, quote, "Although it is troubling that an individual such as yourself should reach conclusions so different from those reached by countless other informed and objective parties, we must nevertheless conclude that your concerns are overstated."
Copy that. I have control. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Execute, execute, execute.
This is Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. The lab gave National Public Radio what it called unprecedented access to its facilities and permission to ask anyone we met about mock terrorist drills. The drills themselves are done out of public view, but what's going on today is part of the lab's preparation, response to a simulated attack using real guns. The guards move through a warehouse set up like a laboratory. They shoot holes in paper cutouts of terrorists, terrorists in the act of stealing nuclear material. The lab says it employs some 600 highly trained armed guards. Dominic Browning is one of them. He can't understand why the tests have become such an issue. He says the good guys have never failed a mock terrorist drill.
Not one. Yeah, I train as a terrorist that goes around to the different facilities, and I'm telling you, it'd take a lot of people to penetrate our facility and get away with it.
He looks around at his buddies in combat gear. These are the guards who would have to face down terrorists trying to steal nuclear material.
Nobody can get to it, period. We're not going to let them get to it. We're not going to let them, and then the structures they have built around it, there's no way they're going to get in. It's not going to happen. We will not let it happen, period.
Guards here at Los Alamos are pretty confident, but last month, the Inspector General's office reported evidence that guards at a facility in Tennessee may have cheated during mock terrorist drills. In these full drills, guards actually shoot at each other with laser guns. Some allegedly rigged things so they wouldn't be knocked out by the attackers, putting batteries in backwards or covering up their targets with Vaseline so the laser hits wouldn't register. It's a 5-minute car ride from the shooting range to Tech Area 18. TA-18 is one of two places where nuclear material is stored here. Critics say it's this one that most often fails mock terrorist tests. We stop at the edge of a windy canyon. Below us, a handful of small buildings surrounded by fences. It's hard to defend because attackers would have the high ground, but Lloyd Foster, a security official, says it's done well in mock terrorist drills.
Basically, we've done well over 60 force-on-force activities, and there's only been a couple of failures associated. And, you know, I can't get into specific details, but there's only been two that were recognized failures of the system.
That's a failure rate of only a few percent. Critics say the lab fails closer to 50% of the time. The gap between those claims is enormous. So who to believe? The facilities like Los Alamos that say they rarely fail these tests, or the critics who say they fail all the time?
I think there's a scintilla of truth in both of those statements.
Glenn Podonsky is in charge of independent oversight of security at the nuclear weapons complex. I spoke with him at DOE headquarters in Washington, D.C. He's respected by both sides in the debate. His take is that all tests are not created equal. Some are like football scrimmages, so you can argue about what they mean. But Podonsky runs what could be called the Super Bowl. These drills are as close as it comes to a truly independent assessment. What is the score in these? Not as bad as the critics say, but not perfect either.
Now, relative to the site making a statement that they've only failed at two inspections, I don't know, again, where they're getting their records, but I would say that every inspection that I've ever seen that we've done in independent oversight has resulted in vulnerabilities being identified that needed to be addressed. We've had passing grades with comment.
Give me some sense for how serious they are. Are these small problems or are they big problems?
If I, as an overseer, tell you that there's problems to be addressed, you should listen, okay? And if we tell you you have an issue, it's not our opinion. You have an issue, you need to address it. Mm-hmm. But I have not seen this hysteria of failure that I'm hearing from some of the critics.
Sources tell NPR that three of Podonsky's recent tests didn't go so well for the good guys. Podonsky wouldn't discuss the details, but Scott Gibbs, who heads security for Los Alamos, agreed to talk. He said Podonsky's group ran exercises there just over a year ago. In one, the lab was given a handicap as an added challenge.
In that particular case, they got into the facility, and we had a casualty rate we weren't comfortable with. They didn't get away with anything, and all of the adversaries were neutralized. We were ranked fully satisfactory. In fact, the coming out of that assessment, the protective force had no findings against them. None.
Still, the government has been planning for several years to move TA-18 to somewhere easier to defend. So far, that hasn't happened. And so far, none of these places has ever been attacked. Many experts say for terrorists looking to make bombs, there are easier places in the world to shop. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Part one of this story is at npr.org.